Look who we have here again. I was not expecting anyone to come visit me again this soon. Especially when they begged and cried for me to let them go. And with the slight remaining goodness in me, of course, I did let you go. But look, here we are again. Looking at you with that peculiar look on your face never fails to entertain me. You're such a treat, dear. I have never tasted anyone as sweet as you. As sweet as your blood. Oh. Oh. And that's why it was so hard for me to make the decision of letting you go. Because if I followed what I really wanted, then you should be dry-pressed before long. But look at you. You're all well and still breathing. And that's because I held back from you. You are so lucky to be loved by a gorgeous vampire such as myself. Don't you think so, honey? Unlike everyone else, I have treated you with kindness. Unlike everyone else, I treated you like my king. I worship you with your blood, with your sweet, sweet, sweet blood. Oh, and guess what you did? You pointed a knife on me. You hurt my feelings. You tried to escape and run away from me countless times. You even jumped off the window only to hurt yourself. And you know what, honey? You know that I don't want you getting hurt. I hate seeing your delicate body on such a dreadful state. All I wanted is for you to stay with me and be close with me all the time and stay here inside my manor all your life. It's not a bad idea, isn't it? Inside here, it's much safer than the unforeseen things that you might experience beyond the woods outside. If you stay with me, I will be able to protect you. Not a single thing will be able to hurt you. After all, I have claimed you mine, and everyone knows that. You see, I left my mark on your delicate neck, and that is a sign of my eternal love and ownership to you, darling. No one else can have you but me. Me alone. Oh, I am now your rightful owner, and therefore I can do anything that I want to do with you. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Yes, that's right. Look at me. Look at me with love and passion. Look at me like you don't know anyone else but me. And slowly, slowly walk towards me. That's right. You're doing such a great job, honey. I like it when you're being passive to me. It's so cute that I would just love to squeeze all of the blood out of you. Your sweet smell never bores me. Oh, I just love it when you're this close to me. How I wish to have a bite and taste of you already, but I must hold back and save your sweet blood for later. Oh dear, did you just stab my heart with a knife? How could you? It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. Oh dear. How cute of you to do this, darling. Unfortunately for you, my body is as good as dead. A normal knife doesn't work on me. You see, my body is cold as stone. And that's why I want your blood so bad. It warms me up and makes me feel alive. No, darling. You can scream as much as you want, but I'm not letting I go. Especially now that you have hurt my feelings. You have made me so upset, darling. So upset. And as a punishment, I will keep on sucking your sweet blood until I'm satisfied. You're all mine, darling. This sweet blood belongs only to me, and only I can have a taste of you. Darling, Wake up.